60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, where's your favorite place to go out to eat? Maybe you can't get enough of the endless breadsticks at Olive Garden.
So good.
Or the blooming onions at Outback Steakhouse. Or maybe your go-to meal is just downing an entire bucket of KFC.
Oh, just all of it.
By
please.
Yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Everybody has their personal favorite, but believe it or not, one of the most popular places to eat on the planet is the cafe inside of IKEA furniture stores.
People love it.
I know, and I always want to eat there when I go to IKEA, and it's too crowded. I'm like, I can't. I'm not waiting. I can't do it. I can't
really?
Imagine that it'd be that good.
Yeah, it's really. I've eaten there before. It wasn't that impressive to me, but apparently people love it. It's the sixth biggest food chain in the entire world.
In the entire world?
Yeah. And soon, they might actually start bringing their food to you because IKEA just started testing out a food delivery service in Paris.
But doesn't that kind of like defeat the purpose? Like the whole point is of why it's crowded is because you're like, oh man, I'm finally at IKEA.
Yeah,
let's
you only
go.
Get it once in a while.
You shop and then you get
right.
the food.
Well, now if you've got a craving for Swedish meatballs or shrimp sandwiches or salmon lasagna, you can now have it brought straight to
Did
your
you
door.
Say salmon lasagna?
Yeah, man, maybe they have that.
Good.
I don't know.
Oh. That sounds like it's something they would have.
Yeah, it sounds like something they would have for sure. But you can have it brought to your door. If the trial run goes well in Paris, it could be expanding around Europe and then to the United States next year. So it seems like now every store is delivering food.
That's society, man.
Yep. Text
no
in 78592. Which retail store should deliver food next? Maybe Target?
Ooh.
Some popcorn?
What are you going to get for Target? I will say I'll go with a Costco. Slice of Costco
pizza
or a hot dog.
But everything is giant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They might start doing that. Text it in 78592. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked at the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Please not me.
Myself.
Yes.
What the heck is going on?
She's grabbing the shock collar while Brooke puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Well, speaking of IKEA furniture stores, if you've ever shopped at an IKEA before, then you probably noticed that instead of using product codes, like most stores do, all the items at IKEA have weird foreign names like Ektorp and Splagensplorgen. Mm-hmm. But did you know all those products actually follow a very simple naming system based on three main categories: beds, sofas, and tables. All the beds are named after one type of thing, all the sofas are named after another type of thing, all the tables are named after something else. You just have to tell me what each category is named for. So just to help you, like the beds are named things like Malm and Skullsfjord. Yeah. Some of the sofas are named Karlstad and Kivik. Some of the tables, Ingetrop and Norberg.
Okay.
What do those things represent?
The first group sounds like names, and the second one sounded like cities, and then I just stopped listening.
Okay.
But I think it's cities. one of them is for sure cities.
Karlstad and Kivik?
Yeah,
I don't think that those are. So I always thought that these were just totally made up words, even though that they were supposed to sound Danish.
Yeah,
they're real things.
They are real.
But you
things.
Just have to say what those categories are.
Some of them sounds like cities to me.
Yeah.
That's what Jose just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
Jose looks so sweaty right now. I was distracted.
I am super sweaty.
Your
are you
hair
guys
is
in
like wet
room?
And sweat. Well, I just said why I wasn't listening because he looks sweaty. I looked up and I was like, I couldn't think about anything but the sweat dripping down your forehead right now.
It's a rough morning, Julie.
Yeah, apparently.
Have you considered maybe they do kind of sound like cities?
Okay. Listen.
I think it's cities.
Have you ever said that one?
No.
Do I have to know exactly which group is which? Like beds are different star constellations. I'm trying to think of something that would be related to beds, like nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Or beds are different sleeping disorders.
Ooh, got the new apnea.
Yeah, God. Got the Malm real bad this week. Karlstad and Kivik. I mean, the thing is that words don't give me any hints whatsoever. Ingentrop, I don't know what that means.
What was the first one with the yord at the end?
That's Skullsfjord.
Skullsfjord.
That totally Skullsfjord. Sounds like a name to me, like someone's last name.
The beds are named after What are the beds named after, guys? Nocturnal animals?
Malm and Skullsfjord are the beds.
Sofas are named after... A fjord is a mountain.
Yeah, so maybe some Skullsfjord is probably a mountain.
Oh, that could be like a mountain range.
Okay,
like
fine.
Like the Swiss Alps or something.
Beds are named after mountains. Why? No idea. Sofas are named after... Well, then maybe if we're going to stick with the names thing, maybe the sofas are named after valleys.
Ooh.
And the tables are named after rivers.
It's all named after nature. I like it.
That's beautiful, Brooke.
If you were a table, you should be a plateau, but I'll go with a river.
So the naming system at IKEA was created by the store's founder, Ingvar Kamprad, who actually struggled with dyslexia. So he had a very difficult time remembering number codes. That's why he swapped out numbers for names of his products instead to make it easier to remember. And it's a very simple system. All of the beds at IKEA are named after places in Norway. All the sofas are named after places in Sweden. All the tables are named after places in Finland. So the main line of his furniture is all named after cities in the countries of Scandinavia.
Okay.
Cities!
So we kind of gave you the answer right at the start,
Brooke.
Oh my God.
I still would have been wrong if I would have just said cities.
Rude, you giving it to her?
No. I would have had to done Norway, Sweden, Denmark.
I would have given it to you if you got close, but you weren't close.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Stupid.
So there's the lyrics for that, and you can sing that whenever you're ready.
Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want a hair.
Whoa.
Awkward. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.